Mishamesa Biyosi Katnusa Pasku Chasidim. When Rabbi Yossi Katnusa died, Chasidim are usually referred to as people that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lefnim Mishuras Adin, well above what's asked from them. So those people no longer exist. This is a lashon of Pasku, not Batlu. V'lama Nikra Shmoy Katnusa. So why is he called Yossi Katnusa? It sounds like a little derogatory. Shaya Katnusin Shel Chasidim. So at this point in time, there were not a lot of Chasidim. That's why he's called Yossi Katnusa. Mishamesa Ben Yochanan Ben Zakkai Batl Ziv HaChachma. When Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai died, the splendor of Chachma no longer existed. Tiferesol explains over here that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, besides the fact that he was a gadol b'Torah, he also knew other Chachmas that would give hider to the Torah. So the more Chachmas that he knew, he used it to explain the Torah, and it gave the Torah much more glory in the eyes of people. Mishameis Rabban Gamliel Hazaken Batal Kvaida Torah Umeisa Tara Uprishas. So in Gamliel Hazaken, which is the elder of Gamliel that we discussed earlier, the Kvaida Torah ceased to exist at that point. It was not the same. Now this is different than the Kvaida Torah said by Rabbi Akiva, which we explained was the chashivas of the Torah itself, and every little crown and dot on top of the words is meaningful. This Kvaida Torah, it seems in the Rav, the way he's learning it, is the way that they learned. That during the time of Rabban Gamliel Hazaken, people were able to learn Torah standing because they had enough strength to do so. But afterwards, they didn't have enough strength, so they had to learn Torah sitting. So it gave less of kavod to Torah. So it means the way that they learned. They were not mechabed the Torah the same way. But now the Mishnah now uses a different lashon, umesa tara uprishas. And also, tara and prishas died. People that were living more bitara and separating. First of all, explains that it's more referring to people that stayed away from the begonim of Am Haaretz. They shouldn't become tame. And Taisus Yontif, we're going to get back to what we asked before. He asks over here, he doesn't understand why sometimes it uses a lashon of batel, mace. You know, it keeps switching lashonos. So Tversol explains, he says that a lashon of batel is the worst. It's like a lashon of extinction. Lashon of mace, it's like there's still some remnant. It's like the soul is dead, but you still will find some kind of remnants. And the other lashon of pasku, like pasku chasidim we had, that's like temporary. So here it uses a different lashon. It says batel kvaida Torah. In other words, kvaida Torah is no longer. Nobody's going to be able to stand anymore the same way. But tar and precious, just it's not as much of an ending to tar and precious. So it's a lashon of mace. Misha mace Rabbi Yishmael ben Pavi, who actually lived during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, he was a Kohen Gadol, batel ziv ha-kuhuna. So the splendor of kuhuna no longer existed. He was a tzaddik. Even his family, they were officers. Sons and son-in-laws were officers. And it gave a lot of glory and splendor to the kahuna. So when he died, it became extinct.